Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Christian Hand.
I would never have pushed for the extra 5 minutes and your this day in history thing unless it was worth it. So, Mikey, prove why I had to do it.
Oh.
All right. Do Ooh. I got it, Chan? Is it okay?
I never questioned you. When you asked for the other five, Oof. I said, okay.
I mean, this is insane.
This is going to be great.
This is insane. So we should get into it because we need as much time as we can get. So we got to start off immediately with Jeff Beccaro. I mean, let's...
The legend.
We don't even need to talk about this pocket. Mm.
Good God.
I mean...
You know, you don't hear a lot of that.
No. All the ghost notes that you suddenly realize are insane.
I hope Matt's listening to this. Those of you that don't know, the greatest drummers in the world looked up to Jeff Beccaro.
Yeah, Jeff Beccaro looked up to Jeff Beccaro a lot of times.
Toto really was not a band until all of the members of Toto would show up at session work because they were the best playing. And they said, you know what?
Maybe we should do this as a band.
Let's do something.
Yeah. All right, so Dave Hungate on bass, track two. This is another... means everything. When you hear it in context, it's like it gives it the jump that you need. All right, so let's put this together. So this rhythm section, this should be my theme song.
Ooh. Mm. Tasty little groove.
You'll notice he's leaving so much space for Jeff's ghost notes and the...
Sometimes simplicity is the best.
Usually. All right, I mean...
What?
Right? I mean, this was a groovy day in the studio when they all sat around. They're like, I think we got this. All right, there's some great percussion on this track by Lenny Castro. So let's toss that in. And then there's some additional horns on this guy, which are really cool as well.
First time I'm hearing this.
I mean, that is some well-intentioned conga playing.
It's like a different song.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I mean, it's beautiful. What is that? Little extra guitar. All right, so now let's listen to Steve Beccaro on keys. This is... insane that you get it off the keyboards. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're bouncing your head to a dude.
Now, I can hear Jeff off playing.
Yeah, it's a headphone feed, I would imagine.
Oh, okay. All right. So they were doing things separately at this point.
Yeah. It's beautiful. All right, so that's Steve Beccaro, and then, of course, a friend of yours and a friend of the show's, Mr. Steve Luke at the guitar. This is incredible. That's when white people announce a groove is happening. They just go, like a good meal.
Steve Lukather is one of the greatest, nicest men in the world, and so vile, which is why I just worship
him. Adore him, yeah. So that's Steve Lukather. Now, there's a lead at the end of the song, which a lot of people tend to, you sort of forget that it happens, but it's preposterous what he does. So here's the lead from the end of the song. I mean, it's actually like 53 guitar solos in one.
And by the way, we were talking about before they became Toto, they were the best studio musicians. When you listen to Michael Jackson's Thriller, you're listening to Toto.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're on every track.
Are they on every track on that?
Every single
track. That's amazing. All right, let's listen to the solo one more time because Steve should have his, he should have it. I mean, this is absurd. It's the solo from Rosanna that we're talking about. This bit. He's referencing like 65 other guitar players.
A question here. Guys like Luke, when he's going to do a solo like this, does he know going in what he's going to do or just leave it to the moment?
I would imagine it's different for every player. Some guys probably rehearse it and get it sharp, and other dudes can just walk in, you know, like Biggie Smalls and just go over the top of it and not have anything planned.
Obviously, I called Luke for the anniversary show because I always call Luke first thing, and I ran it by him. I gave it, he goes, "What's the date?" I said, "February 26th. Dude, I'm in effing Des Moines. So he can't, he obviously can't.
But effing Des Moines is different than Des Moines, though. All right, so let's listen to the next one.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes. Rosanna, Rosanna, I never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me. Rosanna. All I want to do in the middle of the evening is hold you tight. Rosanna, Rosanna, I didn't know you were looking for more than I could ever be. Not quite a year since you went away.
What?
Rosanna, yeah.
That's absurd.
Now she's gone and I have to stay.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
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 Meet you all the way. Meet you all the way. Rosanna, yeah. Meet you all the way. Meet you all the way. Rosanna, yeah. I can see your face still shining through the window on the other side.
Is it Bobby on lead?
Rosanna,
I'm looking for
Rosanna,
that. I couldn't find the information.
Sounds like Bobby.
Yeah.
That a girl like you could make me feel so sad.
I hear Luke in there.
Mm-hmm. Rosanna.
Yeah, the background harmonies are insane. All right, let's.
All I want to tell you is now you'll never, ever have to compromise. Rosanna, Rosanna, I never thought that losing you could ever hurt so bad. Not quite a year since she went away.
I was laughing my ass off at home yesterday doing this.
I actually didn't know I liked this song until right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's good. All right, let's do it again because you need to hear that low
need
bit.
You on the way.
Sorry. There we go.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes. Rosanna,
like the control over Rosanna, his pitch is insane.
Never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me. Rosanna. All I want to do in the middle of the evening is hold you tight. Rosanna, Rosanna.
Try to do that.
I've never been able to do that.
Here we go.
Not quite a year since she went away. Oh. Rosanna, yeah. Now she's gone and I have to stay.
Like, he's ever doing the low?
Yeah, that's
is putting such little wind across their vocal cords to get that perfect.
That was the one that stuck out to
it's
me.
It's amazing. I'd love to know who that is. Ask Luca the next time you talk
to him. I'll do it.
Rosanna, yeah. I can see your face still shining through the window on the other side. Rosanna, Rosanna, I didn't know that a girl like you could make me feel so sad. Rosanna,
you ready? It's coming around again
wait.
For you.
Can't wait.
All I wanna tell you is now you'll never ever have to compromise.
Definitely, Bobby.
Rosanna, Rosanna.
Those harmonies right there.
I never thought that losing you could ever hurt so bad.
You wanna hold my hand?
Not quite a year since she went away. Rosanna, yeah. Now she's gone and I have to say.
All right, so let's do a little bit of the song so we can hear all of that. Because it's now you'll know the magic that's going on this track. Just turn it up.
Things that Matt does, and I'm sure a lot of players do this. I remember watching Matt do this. He will pick something that's hard,
yeah,
and he'll teach himself to do it, and then he runs it.
Yep.
And once you've done that, it becomes part of your toolbox.
Yep.
You're in.
All right, here comes that bit. Now you hear all of those voices that you never heard before.
I can't wait.
Here we go.
Meet you all the way. Meet you all the way. Rosanna, yeah. Meet you all the way. Meet you all the way.
The bass play, like the interplay between Steve and the bass playing part there, and so. I mean, so I thought it'd be worth the extra 5 minutes, champ.
Dude, you know it what was. I'm saying? It was. Loved it.
I mean,
loved everything about it.